Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Hey, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We made it. Listen, if you guys want to play a game of Laura Never Loses while the crew stumbles in, get to the phones right now, 800-223-9797. We have some tickets to give away to the hottest concert Labor Day weekend on the Reggae and Soca Tip featuring Shaggy, TJ, Spice, and many more. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But caller, actually I need a male and a female contestant. Let's do that, all right? To play Laura Never Loses.
Ooh, good morning, Tri-State. Laura?
Good morning.
I believe it is still the Tri-State. There's a lot of Noah's Ark sensation going on right now. is the rain still coming down at this second, Laura?
Yes, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
I don't know that I remember. Listen, we know it rains at Summer Jam. But this was friggin' ridiculous. I mean,
I know.
The last 36 hours in New York has been absolutely crazy. But Summer Jam went down. And Laura, I'm not going to lie. I had such a great time. And yet I managed to be upset by the end of the night. Because I cannot believe that I was caught up and doing some things. And a very, very pregnant Cardi B walked out on that stage with the Migos.
I know. There were so many highlights that I'll definitely cover coming up in the Flashing Lights report. But it was, listen, it was a lot of hard work. But at the end, so many surprises. It was amazing. Everyone had an amazing, amazing time.
Yeah, we'll spend the day recapping and playing you some of the things that happened. But man, shout out to our people out there who made it out. Because it was a tough day weather-wise, and it turned out to be just a fantastic time. I thought it could go one of two ways, either fully disaster or fully classic, and I think it was the latter. So really, really special time. Shout out to all of our listeners. And now, Laura, it's time for a little bit of Laura Never Loses. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I suppose we don't have Summer Jam tickets today.
Oh, no. We have tickets to on the Reggae and Soca Tip with Shaggy, TJ, Spice, and many more. Labor Day weekend.
Wataguan. Okay. Well, let's go to line one. Julie?
Hi. How are you?
Hey,
Julie. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Julie, where are you at right now?
Working.
Where are you working?
I'm a truck driver.
Oh, a truck driver. Where are you driving today?
New York. I'm actually coming from Connecticut.
Wow. How's that driving been the last 24 to 36 hours?
Yesterday, thank God I didn't work. But today it was fine until it started pouring hard, and now it's fine again.
Isn't that life? That's life in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was all
exactly.
Fine until it started pouring, and then it stopped pouring again. This is life.
Exactly.
And then we got Max online too. Hey, Max.
Max.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Yo, Max, what are you doing today, fam?
I'm at work right now.
All right. And what exactly is work, man?
I'm a truck driver also.
What? Oh, yo, battle of the truckers. It's going down. All right, hold on real quick. This is an important way to set this off, Laura.
All right,
Julie, how big is your truck?
It's an 18-wheeler.
Hey, so can you tell us what kind of stuff, what kind of cargo you carry?
I have groceries.
Your groceries. All right. And Max, how big is your truck?
I'm driving an 18-wheeler also.
Okay. So we're even. And what's your cargo?
Amazon goods.
Oh, my God. Laura, this is a straight up exactly equal truck matchup.
Yeah, I know. All right. So let's see. Let's pick teams.
You.
Where you guys want to go? Who do you guys want to pick?
Julie, who you got?
You know I'm going with you, Laura.
All right, Julie, let's do this.
All right, Max, yo, you're Optimus Prime, son. I got you.
Yeah, hold me down.
Let's get it cracking. Tickets to On the Reggae and Soca Tip are on the line. It's time for Laura Never Loses. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we Go.
All right. Okay. Now, who's reportedly holding a third listen?
Laura. Third listening session?
Yes.
I'm assuming it's Kanye West for Donda.
That's correct.
In Chicago. Right. I could have gotten that. Damn.
The diet of cola consists mainly of leaves from what plant?
What, Peter?
Cola.
Peter.
Cocoa plant.
No. Koala, sorry.
Oh, a koala. Yeah. Isn't it like eucalyptus?
Yes, correct.
I wouldn't have gotten that, but I literally thought you meant the ingredients of Diet Coke. Keep going.
Sorry. What does, who does Damon Wayans?
Peter.
Peter?
He wants to have a battle against Dave Chappelle.
That's crazy.
Ah, yes.
Correct. Anyway, Io is a moon of what planet?
Peter.
Peter?
Io
Jupiter.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Wow.
Whose album, One in a Million? Laura?
Aaliyah.
Okay. The Maldives is a group of...
Laura.
Laura?
It's the Maldives.
Maldives. Oh, correct.
Islands.
Islands.
There is a group of islands in the by the Indian Ocean.
Correct.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah. Is it a tie?
No.
Laura wins. Uh-huh. Laura wins. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yo, man, I apologize,
yes.
Max. I have to blame Juanito.
Nope.
I thought he was talking about Coca-Cola. He meant
cola.
Koala.
Juanito be messing up, man.
Yo, man.
Listen, man.
Yo, man, you lost, man. Stop it.
Hashtag blame Juanito, but Julie, congratulations. You're going to all
yes.
the reggae and soca tip.
Yay,
hang tight.
Julie.
We appreciate
Thank you.
We appreciate you both. Laura, what's coming up in the Flashing Lights Report?
Coming up, we'll give you some Summer Jam highlights. A lot to talk about. A lot of special guests. So we'll discuss it coming up, Flashing Lights.
97 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights.
That's right.
That's right.
Hot 97 Summer Jam went down last night, Sunday night. Please understand how...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Legendary this concert is, man. It was a night full of excitement and surprises. I'm looking at all, like, the different blogs and watching different pieces of it. But one of our favorite moments of the show was Swiss Beatz and it's his tribute to DMX.
I got to tell you, Laura, I thought Swiss Beatz knocked it out of the park. I thought, first of all, the Isley Brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like such a random and awesome part to me that I wouldn't have expected at all. And when people sat there watching, going, wait, that's Ronald Isley? What is happening here? The Annie Up remix with Busta, M.O.P., and Remy Ma.
And Remy? How about Remy?
Listen, man.
Looking incredible.
No, first of all, Remy's the greatest. I love Remy. I think she thought I was gassing her because I said to her, yo, did you hear how the crowd reacted when they realized it was you on the stage? Because at first, I think the first mic she had wasn't quite right. When she got that right mic and her voice came through MetLife Stadium and the entire stadium realized it was Remy, the scream was so crazy.
Huge pop.
And then what about Lil' Kim?
Oh, my God. Lil' Kim, Lil' Kim was incredible. She brought once when she hops on the Benjamins.
That's it.
Yes. So and just she so brought you... and she brought two friends with her that were quite visible, and I sincerely enjoyed it.
Yeah, just so you know, this was a New York City tribute to DMX. So Swiss Beatz made sure to bring all the New York City legends to celebrate him.
Fat Joe and Remy doing that lean back. I mean, Laura, when she does the walk around the metal detectors,
yeah.
I almost derailed.
I mean, look, it was Migos. Migos brought out a very pregnant Cardi B. I was so surprised when I saw the videos of her. I mean, she's about to give birth any day now.
But that was so cool, man. Shouts to Cardi for understanding the moment and taking the trek, and also being someone who's always down to like still get those moments.
You know, right.
That's what I appreciate is seeing the artists who really understand what it means. Young CJ, who's from Staten Island, New York, brought out the Wu-Tang Clan, Ghostface, Raekwon, and Method Man.
Yes.
Really turned out to be a fantastic
And then Farruko and El Alfa for all my Latinos. That was a big moment, too.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then, let me see what... And A Boogie brought out Pop Smoke's mother on stage for a special moment.
Wow.
So that was beautiful. But one thing that was very interesting, the baby was part of a Hot 97 Summer Jam. And he actually had an apology.
Yeah, let's hear the video, because this of course his first appearance from being canceled everywhere. Hot 97 decided to stick with it, keep the baby on the show, and in conjunction with doing that came this apology beforehand.
What it do, NYC? It's the baby, the live show killer. First and foremost, before I come out here and we all have a great time and shut this down, I wanted to turn the lights off and make some more noise and put a cell phone light up, man, for Hot 97, for several reasons. Reason number one, they allow me to still come out here and share my gift, share my blessing with y'all out here live on this stage amongst all the chaos and all the backlash. So hats off to y'all for that. Reason number two, they accepted my sincerity and all my apologies when I say I never, ever meant to offend anybody.
Right, you want to sign my shoe? Okay, I didn't get one.
I'll sign the f*** out of it. Or say anything to make anybody feel any type of way live on that stage a few weeks ago. And Hot 97 was also willing to stick their neck out on the line, willing to go against all odds, everything going on out here in the world, and still allow me to come right out here on this stage and utilize their platform to help the world move forward and become a better place and to not dismiss people based off mistakes made like we ain't human. One thing about baby, I come to put on a show. I come to make sure everybody in the building, no matter who you is, leave feeling better than you felt when you pulled up.
All right. I mean, listen, we were also very critical of the baby and we were very honest, but at least, you know, he came with a sincere apology.
Listen, first of all, this kind of decision is above our pay grade. Right?
Yes, yeah.
So Hot 97 is going to do what they're going to do. I think in the end, everyone deserves an opportunity to show what they can do and see if they're sincere with their apology. And even though all of us were thoroughly disgusted by the comments and the handling of the comments, do I think that means that the baby should never get an opportunity to prove that he's better than that moment again? No, I think everyone deserves an opportunity to prove that they're better than their worst moment. And it turned out to be a pretty cool moment last night. And I'll tell you what, feel however you want about him personally. That's everyone's right. He's not wrong when he says that he's a stage killer. He can do his thing on that stage, that's for sure.
Oof. But in other news, Kylie Jenner is expecting baby number two with Travis Scott.
And listen, I celebrated Laura last night by wearing my Travis Scott's new summer jam. That's why I wanted everyone to know how excited I was about baby number two. But listen, good for them. I know it's been an interesting thing for them. They haven't always been completely together in the traditional sense, at least that we're aware of.
But one thing that we're very clear on, they look like they co-parent in the best way. I mean, they always support each other. You see Kylie attending his events, and he's always bigging her up. You know what I mean? And I think it's beautiful. You know, it's their business. They have their own arrangement, whatever works for them. But to have baby number two is exciting.
I agree with you 100%. And I've said this before. Sometimes it's as simple as if two co-parents get along really well, even if the relationship isn't perfect, they may go, you know what? I don't feel like having another father or mother of my child.
I'd rather
just keep it all in the same place. So I'm going to have another child here. We'll see what happens.
So congratulations.
Whatever it is, congratulations to those guys.
That's your Flash and Light Your Board Time is 7:02. Rain all day. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Life of a goddess.
Yo, Capella Gray hit that stage 2 times yesterday at Summer Jam, bro. I got to say, I think that song was played the most yesterday. Not only did he perform it, DJs played it. Then A Boogie brought him out again at the end of the night to close out on some BX-ish. It was a beautiful thing for Capella Gray yesterday. Met his brother. Some nice young men from the BX, those guys.
Who brought him out the first time?
Megan Wright
brought him out. He was so part Megan of And Friends.
And Friends.
Yeah.
He was a friend.
Absolutely a friend, Capella Gray. Much success to that young brother doing his thing. And a congratulations, you played yourself. To everybody that tweeted me and was like, yo, Summer Jam ain't going to happen. We got a hurricane coming. Get off my dick.
What?
Summer Jam, we stand down, Mother Nature. You know what I'm saying? Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hobby up, playing yourself, yo. Playing
stand
yourself,
down, yo. The superstorm, the hurricane, the tropical storm. Nah, in all realness, well, after I'm done, that was really all the energy I had for the whole show. I just gave it to y'all. In all realness, yo, shout to everybody that came out to Summer Jam yesterday. Despite the weather report. And so if you had planned on being at Summer Jam and didn't come because you was like, ain't no way they doing Summer Jam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I started telling stories on social media prior to yesterday of the many lightning storms, wind storms, storms. Now, you know, I got my own conspiracy theory on why the local weather here always. I think they got a weather machine hating on Summer Jam. If y'all want me to be real, I think they have the whole weather service and the whole weather machine. Everybody works in cahoots to hate on Summer Jam.
I got to tell you, it's a reasonable theory.
After all these years, right?
For people who don't know, if you're not from the area, if you're listening to us in another part of the country, you don't understand. We're normally in June, first Sunday in June every year, and yet it rains and pours every year. We move it to August because of the COVID situation. We end up in August, and it now rains worse maybe than ever before.
No, it's a hurricane.
A hurricane.
Congratulations, you played
now,
yourself.
It wasn't the scariest weather we've ever had during a Summer Jam. Like, at
absolutely
no point
not
during the day was it scary weather. But let me tell you, when I kept looking out at that crowd, man, I love the crowd so much. I love y'all who came out yesterday, especially y'all who are up today now working and listening to us again. Ebro, when you looked off that stage, it never stopped raining. When I say it never stopped, I mean it never stopped.
Well, it ended up stopping, actually, amazingly.
What, 11:30 or something?
I feel like it. Well, okay, let me say this. It slowed down significantly at like 9:30. We ended up in there. We was in there last night till almost 2 in the morning. We got, I think we finally, A Boogie finally got done at 12:58.
Oh my God.
He brought out her. He brought out Pop Smoke's mom. Pop Smoke's mom. He did a tribute to Pop Smoke. Came out, said it was, I mean, last night was phenomenal. And if you missed it and you sitting up bitching and moaning, and you really one of those people is really, I'm stuck on the haters today. I'm sorry.
Well, the haters were heavy yesterday. The social media haters were out yesterday. There's no denying that.
And you know what y'all get.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, what's on your list? What? Yo.
Real quick, I'm just saying, while you're giving them the congrats, let's just point out, you said her came out last night?
That's right.
The Swizz Beatz tribute, Swizz brought out the Isley Brothers. He brought out Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, Fat Joe, The Lox, M.O.P.
Yes.
Okay? The Migos brought out an incredibly pregnant Cardi B.
And she was rocking,
and
though.
And she ripped.
God. Yo, she was so excited to be on stage rocking pregnant.
I was nervous and excited because I know what it is to be that pregnant. I said, I can't believe it. And she was doing it, guys, in 6-inch heels.
Yo, for the Hot 97 haters out there, they still doing Summer Jam. Yeah, and it was still magical.
Yo, how about this? CJ, for those, y'all don't have nobody real at Summer Jam. Yo, CJ from Staten Island brought out Method Man, Ghostface, and Raekwon.
Yo, throughout the night, man, I was going to say for me, one of the really awesome moments of Summer Jam was the fact that, you know, you have all these new acts that I'm so glad are developing and people are super excited to see. But to me, the tried and true of Summer Jam kind of remain the same. Like, it was the Fat Joes, the Remy's, the Kim's, you know, the Swizzes. Like, if you were just a hip-hop head, a grown hip-hop head, you got to see all your favorites last night, too.
But what concert? What concert has someone like her, the Isley Brothers?
When Ronald Isley touched that stage with his brother, and your man had his cane and one of them ill smoke so jackets on. Yo, your man was up there singing Between the Sheets.
Oh, my God, they look so good. I couldn't believe. But also, and then they had Farruko and El Alfa, humongous Latin artists. Like, they're crazy. Humongous.
It really was. When the day started yesterday, I said, well, this is either going to be magic or literally the all-time biggest fail. Yes, it is magic or tragic. That is it. And God bless, it turned out to be magic.
Yo, listen, man, for everybody, there were people out there that didn't even blink, man. To the listeners, y'all, you guys are amazing, man. Amazing. I don't know a radio station, and I've seen a lot and worked at a lot that has a fan base that's like, oh, Hurricane? Nah. It's Summer Jam, bro.
Well, let's be clear. Part of that was, well, I paid for my ticket.
Of course.
Y'all are having the show? Oh, I'm going to be there.
Oh, but hit Rosenberg with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because there's definitely people who pay for their ticket, and they didn't show up.
Congratulations.
You saw the numbers?
Yeah. There's definitely people who's like, yo, there's people who bought tickets, didn't show up because of the weather. Yo, and on the ticket, by the way, it says rain or shine.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if you didn't show up and you thought there was an alternative,
congratulations, you played yourself.
That's what it is, B.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital
DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Wait, in other news, guys. So, you know, we've been watching this Jeopardy situation. Who is going to be the new host of Jeopardy? And finally, this guy, Mike Richards, right?
He's also the executive producer.
Yes, 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 yes. But he lasted as a host of Jeopardy for just one taping day. Okay?
I missed what happened here. So listen, Laura, we did the congrats on him like a week ago because right. I just thought it was such a weird nonsensical choice that, and it's such a bad optical choice. Like, well, I understand the dude was previously a host.
Oh, wait, and time out. Alex Trebek left them with a list of three individuals that he thought would be phenomenal replacements. They didn't go with any of them. So, meanwhile, Alex Trebek's in heaven right now, hitting them with this.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So, Laura,
you played
yourself.
What happened was, finally, right, so he gets the gig. Everybody's like, what? We don't even know who he is. And whatever, right? So now they found an old podcast in which he made derogatory remarks about little people, Jews, people receiving unemployment benefits, sexist comments about women. He repeatedly used offensive language, disparaging women's bodies.
Hang on.
I'm quoting CNN right now.
No, but also it should, for context, it was a comedy podcast where they were just doing insensitive humor in general. Eight, I think, years ago.
By the way, let me just be clear.
Oh, my God.
I did not hear the audio, so I don't want to play myself. I could be wrong. But what I read felt like people just wanted him out of there. None of this. Laura, did you just say one of the offensive comments was about people who receive unemployment benefits? That's something that gets you canceled now? Yo, how about this? They made a bad choice. People didn't like it, and they dug stuff up. But the stuff dug up, I was like, this is not enough to cancel someone, guys.
Oh, it is if you want to step in Alex Trebek's shoes.
He's gone.
So what are they doing now?
So now they're going to continue doing guest hosts.
Yo, hit them with the biggest button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, and by the way, to me, the main thing was this. You got in 2021, the replacement for Alex Trebek, after trotting out all these people that other people have relationships with. And by the way, I want to point this out so they don't come after me. There are Jeopardy nerds listening right now who will tell all of us a lot of people like that guy. There were hardcore Jeopardy fans who thought he deserved it because they enjoyed his tryout. But by and large, to do that huge a tryout and then you choose a guy who literally looks like a Ken doll. He looks like a piece of white paper. And no one's heard of him. You just chose generic white male who's an executive producer in 2021. For you guys not understanding how bad that would land, hit him with the button.
Congratulations. Well,
I thought y'all at Jeopardy was smart. I thought you were smart. The internet, Black Twitter specifically, wanted LeVar Burton. Alex Trebek, I'm going to say it again, gave you three suggestions. One is a black woman lawyer who's a CNN contributor. But don't get caught up in today's wokeness. Oh, Jeopardy wants to have a woke. You know how the conservative white right likes to throw around the word woke like it's a new term.
Well, or like it's a bad thing to make a choice.
It's a bad thing to be aware, to be conscious of what's going on in society and make a choice that fits that.
And for the, they could have.
And you're scared to do that?
It's such a congrats, yeah. It was terrible. And by the way, you could have picked, that no one was going to force you to pick any one kind of person. You picked literally El Generico. Like, it was just terrible.
Well, I mean, the nepotism and the whole...
The way it sounds, executive producer, just sounds terrible.
By the way, he keeps his job. He didn't lose his job. He's just not going to host. He's still the executive producer. And everybody... He's so okay.
He's going to be okay.
He's so fine. the fact that this is even a story is just really how stupid the people who are on the smartest television show is.
Hit
and
the button,
for that,
John.
You get...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah,
playing yourself,
great.
Yo, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
An honorable mention to, you know, every year or every few years, especially this time at Summer Jam. You know, we didn't have Summer Jam last year due to COVID-19, the whole pandemic. So there's definitely individuals who just had never been to Summer Jam. They don't know what it is. And they also think that this is just like a regular facility. When you get in trouble at MetLife Stadium, you go to state jail.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just going to, like, you know, a little city lockup, like the East Rutherford, New Jersey, you know, small town. Little lockup. The state police are taking you in.
And oh, it's real.
Maybe I didn't spend enough time this year, like, discouraging stupidity. And there was just people that I saw, and I was like, what are you doing? And why are you? A, it's raining. B, they done dragged you out of your shoes. I saw a young man. They dragged this man out of his Jordans.
People shouldn't have needed a discouragement from you, considering I have never seen more state police at Summer Jam. They were out yesterday.
True.
Well, you know, you saw more, just for context, the reason you saw more state police, they're always out there. Mm-hmm. The reason you saw more is because it was raining and they was standing in the hallway more than they was out in the parking lot.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? They were more in a concentrated area because of the weather. But nonetheless,
by the way, you still good smoking weed, having a good time?
Oh yeah,
still have a good time.
Matter of fact, they don't even trip unless you're tripping. They're not there. They're honestly there to make sure that things, you know, because it's a state run facility, so they have to be there. They're there at every event that goes on there.
Yeah.
They're not tripping at all unless you're tripping. And then guess what? They tripping harder. You can't really out-trip the state police. A state trooper.
Another Ebroism for a t-shirt. Gosh. You can't out-trip the state police.
They tripping. You tripping. They tripping more. Let's go. 97 minutes commercial free right now, man. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Y'all can do now. To the end. The bitter end.
I've never even heard that part of that song. I want to go on record that whatever just happened at the end of that song with that you God can do now.
It's
never heard that in my life. And for the audience, I want to let you know why I've never heard that. Because I've never liked that song.
Party up's tough.
Now, what I did like yesterday was the DMX tribute that Swizz Beatz put together. That was...
And he played that for about 15 seconds.
That's right.
Yeah, 15 seconds. One, that's right. Two, meet me outside.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yo, so many. But
long live DMX, man.
And X's family out there.
Yeah. His daughter's birthday. One of his daughter's birthday. She came on stage. I said, it was beautiful. People saying happy birthday to her. It was so a good nice. Warm. It was a warm and what do you call that? Warm and fuzzy.
It was warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, it was good, man. Made you feel happy to be. It made the rain okay yesterday.
It did.
It should be noted too. Like it's somebody tweeted me. They was like, yo, the real headliner of Summer Jam is the weather, the rain. I was like, yeah, but nobody don't buy tickets for that, so that's a terrible headline.
You don't want to promote rain?
But, you know, it should be noted that it happens at the Meadowlands. You know, the Meadowlands is a wetland. And so, you know, a lot of that humidity and rain that happens over there is due to just kind of where it's located. So June, July, August, is just a lot of rain happens over there. But, no, it was a real tropical storm headed our way. But it actually veered off. Cast One was out in Long Island. He said it wasn't even that bad for him where he was in Long Island. I think Montauk and then further out, like if you lived in Rhode Island, you know, Martha's Vineyard, those areas a little further east of Long Island and north got hit harder with that tropical storm that came through. It was just a lot of rain. It wasn't, I don't even know if y'all realize that Summer Jam is, it wasn't even that windy.
If you dressed properly, you were good. Like if you had a good raincoat, like and you had your head
or just
covered,
a poncho. If you had the poncho,
if you had a solid poncho, like my girl was outside last night in the photo pit taking pictures all night, but she came with the drip. What was it was like a Nike ACG rain joint.
Yeah,
she was straight. You just had good. you had to have the rain joint if you were going to be out there.
Right.
But besides that, it was light work. It wasn't too windy. It was actually, I got to tell you, bro, I'm going to use a word. I mean, you're the weather guy, but I'd say it was rather temperate. It was nice.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't cold. It wasn't cold. It wasn't windy.
Hot.
Yeah. And it wasn't hot. So, you know, but yo, great time last night. I had a great time. It was great to, I said hello to Saweetie. I think we're in a good place.
Are y'all good now?
Yeah. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Said hello. It was a quick hello. It was quick. Hey, I see you. Thanks for coming. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think I spend a lot of time thanking people for showing up.
You did.
And we have to special shout out to TT Torres.
Yeah.
For constructing a Summer Jam in some very complicated circumstances in a very complicated year to put together Summer Jam. You know, normally we do it in June. This year due to COVID, it was hard for us to actually get a date and work with the MetLife Stadium, you know, because football's back right now. But we couldn't put a date up in June because obviously we weren't sure where COVID was at. And we still, with this date, the COVID numbers outside are still kind of problematic. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, I mean, not kind of, very problematic. So to be able to get that done and TT to get all those acts, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, Meek Mill, Migos, Moneybag Yo, A Boogie, Saweetie, CJL, Alpha Faruko, you know, and everybody that came in between, you know, all the folks that the surprise guests that came out. If you missed it, Cardi B came out. How pregnant is this woman?
Very. Listen, I think she's like 7-8 months pregnant. I don't know. She's
almost
there.
But she was happy to be at Summer Jam, bro.
She was so excited. And I kept just looking. When she was walking in, I was looking at her 6-inch stiletto heels. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, wow.
She's special, man. She really is.
She's ready. She had so much energy. Amazing.
Yo, Megan Wright put together an amazing set. Cranium, Capella Gray.
Movado.
Movado touched the stage. Yo, shout out to Shinsia. Touching that stage yesterday, it was crazy. I mean, it was really, really a great time, man. Really a great time. And you know, it was very interesting, too. You know, it was almost like people were so excited to see, just to see the crowd, right? To be on stage in front of an audience. I was talking to stagehands yesterday that was like, yo, thank you. Thank you guys for doing this. We haven't worked in a year.
Yeah.
They just was happy to be at work.
Yeah.
you know, security dudes that was like, yo, man, this is really helping us. We ain't got paid. We ain't got money in a long time. You know what I'm saying? That unemployment and all the PPPs done ran out. People was really excited to be, and it really did feel good, you know. And people were, you know, we had safety protocols in place. Everybody that came backstage had to get the COVID test. All the staff had to take the PCR test. When you got there, you had to turn in your results.
It was, you didn't have results, that's a lot.
You had to take a test.
And you can't even quite, like, you're obviously pushing past that for radio purposes. That's a lot. Like, dealing with just the COVID protocol. Like, I went to the place where the artist got to pick up tickets because I was technically an artist because I had a set that got canceled for the festival stage. Yo, going over to pick up and get your, and my girl had to get a COVID test. That process being organized and the detail of it and the different people yo, man, TT and the entire staff, there was a lot of work that had to get done. I was very impressed that it all got done.
Yeah, nah, we got it done. We got her done. Yo, and then it felt really great. I got to say this for anybody listening. To be able to do that for the city. Now, if you're not a regular Summer Jam goer, you don't have any emotion tied to this event. Maybe you've been a couple of times. For people that really enjoy going to Summer Jam, and we have a significant audience that loves buying a ticket and coming to Summer Jam just to party outside the parking lot. You know, those people still tailgating, bro.
Oh, yeah.
After they set their tents up.
Yep. I was
parking. And then after the rain stopped, people went back in the parking lot, cooked up some more food.
Yo, Ebro, when I was walking to my car close to midnight, the smell of delicious chicken that rained from the parking. I was so hungry.
Yeah.
Yo, people were out with the wings. They had the music blasting in the parking lot. It was awesome, man.
It's special.
It was a good time. So thank you so much to the Tri-State area and everybody that supports us. It was an honor to be able to bring an event like that with safety protocols outside, you know, despite the weather circumstances that are out of our control. It's just an honor, man. And I don't know if that's really, if we really understand it, or we all, including us here working and those of you listening, the impact of just being able to put that event together yesterday and come out in peace. You know, so much. And here's another piece, you know. So much drama happening in neighborhoods all around the tri-state, right? And people who listen to us, you know, from the gun violence and gang violence and everything going on, you know, to get out there with very minimal incidences yesterday. You know, some people had too much to drink, you know.
That will happen.
Some people, you know, listen, you got, well, how many people, I think we ended up having about 45,000 people out there yesterday. Normally we're in close up to 60. You know, and that's another thing. I was going to give a congrats to people who are always like, yo, move it to the Barclay and do this and do that. I'm like, those places hold 18,000 people, son.
Yeah, this is not that.
You know, for us to be able, we move it, the amount of tickets we're able to give away changes. We can't, yo, we give away 10,000 tickets, just so everybody understands. We give away 10,000 tickets.
So that would be half of a building if it was inside.
So that number changes dramatically if we move it to a basketball arena. Like, that's not happening. All the fun giveaways, us out in the clubs, all the DJs going to clubs with hundreds of tickets, just giving them out at their clubs, all that's gone. That's a wrap if we move it. The other thing is the outside component. Like, I know the weather's, you know, dealing with the weather's always trash, but everybody ain't running around asking people to cancel these festivals they're going. Gov Ball comes around, everybody, Gov Ball deals with the same weather we dealing with. Ain't nobody asking them to cancel. How come our audience and people coming to us all the time like, yo, why don't y'all move this and just stop doing that? Fam, we trying to be outside, have fun with the people. That's it. We trying to celebrate hip-hop in the tri-state with our fans and friends and the artists, you know, and have a good time. And we was able to do that yesterday. And it really, 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 I think, went a long way for people. I saw people just dancing, man. It was, you know, just dancing. Lighting up, dancing in circles in the rain with their parkas on. I seen couples dancing. When Ron Isley was on that stage, I seen a couple just slow dancing. Like, they ain't had a dance together in 30 years. and seeing Ron Isley made it all make sense for them again.
By the way, if the first
slow dance you were able to find was at Summer Jam, I have some concerns about what's going on.
People going through a lot. They going through a lot, bro. They going through a lot.
Baby, yo, this is a moment.
Yeah, let's do Ron Isley's on stage.
Mr. Biggs is here.
Call right now, man. It's time to be smarter than the DJ John. It's the DJ John. DJ John.
The DJ John.
Oh, this sounds terrible on a post-Summer Jam sing-along.
I saw a picture, though, over the weekend of young DJ John on a date night with his lovely lady, looking happy, looking booed up, looking very...
Make it official.
I am happy. What's wrong with that?
Did I say?
I'm joking. Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. Had a great weekend.
He's giving you a compliment, John.
Had a date night and then Summer Jam. It was great. Great weekend.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Well, listen, John has amazing tickets to give away.
Oh, word?
Amazing tickets.
Yo, bust it. Check it. Listen, win tickets to the hottest concert of Labor Day weekend on the Reggae Tip featuring Shaggy, TJ, Spice, and many more. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or win them right now, baby.
On the Shaga. Reggae and Soca Tip. One of my favorite concerts that we put on, too, by the way.
By the way, what day is so Labor fun. Day this year?
Labor Day falls on, it's like one of those years, Labor Day falls on one of them, you know, this year, Labor Day falls on September 3rd.
6th. No, Monday.
Oh, I mean the 6th, yeah, the Friday is the 3rd before Labor Day, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's a weird year, and then I think...
I heard some kids don't go back to school till the 9th.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about this? You want to know how weird it is for dates this year? Labor Day, Ebro, is Rosh Hashanah, same day.
That's crazy.
Because the Jewish holidays are not usually that early, and then Labor Day's not that late. It's all the same day, Monday, September 6th.
So it works perfect. Well, actually, no, it works terrible because then you don't get the extra holiday.
Correct. Anyone who normally gets school off for the Jewish holiday, you get Yom Kippur the next week, but you're not getting that Rosh. You're not getting that Rosh because it falls on Labor Day. Damn.
All right, who we got on the line?
Chris is on the line. Chris, hey, good morning, up? Chris.
Good morning.
You like the reggae music, you like the soca music, the Caribbean vibes.
Love everything.
I love that, man. Great answer, man. Great answer. Well, we're going to have a good time. Who's on that reggae and soca tip? Shaggy and Spice. There's some classics on there.
Oh, yeah.
TJ.
Yeah, man.
And they also come with a bunch of surprises also.
By the way, Laura, that's not Lil TJ. Another artist named TJ from Jamaica.
Very aware.
Okay, just making sure. Because you was like, TJ. I was like, does she even know TJ?
Not Lil TJ.
All right, answer this question super fast from Laura Stiles. And you in the building with us in Brooklyn.
All right, Chris, can you tell us?
Ready.
Who was the last beloved host of Jeopardy?
Oh, that's Alex Trebek.
Of course.
That's right.
Oh, boom. Man.
Good job.
Good Trebek. Job. All right, DJ John, can you tell us who was the first host of Jeopardy from 1964 until 1975?
Nah, that's some bullish right there.
No one knows.
Wink Martindale.
It's not Wink Martindale. It's not that.
How you know?
Who is it?
Dean Martin.
It's Art Fleming.
See? You don't know about Art Fleming?
No.
Chris!
Chris, you going to Honor Reggae and Soca Tip September 3rd. We in Brooklyn. Coney Island Amphitheater, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. Hang on. We're going to get some info from you. How are those roads out there this morning, Chris?
Crazy. Everything slippery. It's a lot.
So where are you driving from, Chris?
Oh, I'm in Central Jersey going to work.
Wow. But it shouldn't be that bad. You guys getting rain over there?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's still raining.
Wow, crazy. Yeah, it's supposed to rain through about noonish or so, and then the next few days are magnificent.
Really?
Mm.
I mean,
you going full magnificent, huh?
I mean, yeah. This weekend it's slated to be sunny and 78.
Wow.
I don't know if that holds, but do you know a sunny and 78 kind of last weekend of August?
Well, that's beautiful.
Hang on, Chris.
Congratulations, Chris.
Yo, Laura, are you?
I'm tired.
What's wrong with
so
you, man?
Tired.
She just we got to make the most of it, bro.
I'm so tired. Hey,
I'm helping you out.
Gosh, no. Well, I want to talk about this. Kendrick
Lamar.
Yes,
really?
Yes.
I thought you was tired.
Yeah, no, but I do want to talk about Kendrick Lamar.
All right, let's talk about youngoklama.com.
Oh my gosh, finally breaking his silence.
Llama.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Kendrick Lamar is letting his fans know that his next project will be the last under the longtime label Top Dog Entertainment. So, you know, he wrote a beautiful message, you know, showing love to his team. But he basically said that, you know, here's a quote. He said, as I produce my final TDE album, I feel joy. And I've been a part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years. May the Most High continue to use Top Dog as a vessel for candid creators. Mm. And as I continue to pursue my life's calling. So, I mean, last year, Kendrick had publicly denied rumors of the split with his label. But, like, this isn't... Everyone was like, oh, my God, he's leaving the label. I'm like, yo, but he's pursuing his life calling. I mean, he wants to grow and do something else. But it's love.
But at the same time, they're not... I heard other people interpreting it all kinds of different ways.
Like what?
But stupid things. Does this mean he's retiring? Is this? Is that? And it's like, it's very clear what's happening. But, Laura, I don't think... And, Ebro, you correct me if you think I'm wrong. I don't think that people are wrong to think, wow, he is leaving TDE. And that is something. It was done in a way that's nice. And they are family. They go back very, very far. But yeah, him moving on from TDE, it's interesting.
Do you think that this will be his final album? Like he's just going to be done after
No,
this?
That's the thing also. I think this means he will not. It will not be his final album. And he will move on beyond this. And what does that mean for him? You know, yeah, business-wise, etc., but fans don't care about that. What does it mean for him musically to move on from TDE? That will be the interesting thing.
I just want to say, in this whole situation, everything y'all talking about, the only thing I picked up in this was, yo, Kung Fu Kenny tired of waiting on Drake and Kanye bullishing ass. And he was like, yo, they ain't put their albums out yet. I got my plans for the future. I got an album. I got everything. Listen, bruh.
I'm ready.
With this move right here, Kendrick put himself in a whole other league.
Well, what do you mean?
He's just not in the same conversation with them about how to release. You know, there's always this like, how's Drake putting out an album? Or how Kanye putting out an album? The rollout, the this, the that. Kendrick is just in a whole other artistic league now. In this, like right now, while we're talking. Social media is talking about Kanye and Drake beefing.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick is in a whole other place. And I think has cemented that he is on a different level. You may not think it's a better level. You may whatever you think about him musically. He's just different. And thorough.
I guess I'm not understanding. You're connecting it in your own mind, you're saying.
Because I can't believe that Kendrick decided to just do this just without context of people waiting for Kanye and Drake's album. Of course he knows what's going on outside. They decided to do this because they got tired of this Kanye West streaming nonsense and waiting on Certified Lover Boy. There's only so many top tier artists in the game.
Right. And Cole already came out a few months ago.
So it's like, they're probably like, wait, what's going on? He still hasn't put out his album yet?
Yeah, let's
get ready
to move.
Change the convo.
Right.
Let's make sure that we show that we're different and we can put out this isn't even an announcement. What is this?
It's an announcement that something's coming.
Yeah, because you said season.
It's a meeting about a meeting?
Yes.
It's a meeting about a meeting, yes.
Which further, for me at least, solidifies that this is 100% to show the hip-hop fan that I'm different. I'm not in the same conversation as Kanye and Drake. They're not a snub, just not in that convo. I have my own lane. I have my own thing. And when I decide that I'm going to share with the audience what I'm doing, it's going to matter despite all the chaos that's going on with other top-tier artists. Does that make sense now?
Sort of. Yeah, I didn't think about it in relation to Kanye and Drake at all, although I did spend a little bit of time trying to understand that text message debacle from over the weekend.
Right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
That was what? I don't even understand what's going on.
Well, the reason it goes in that for me is because we, through this pandemic, have waited for these top tier artists to put out music, and they've all waited. And now all of a sudden, here we are, still waiting for a Kanye album.
I think you're tired of being nice. I think you're tired of being nice for how ridiculous this Kanye thing has gotten.
I'm not even on that. I'm just like on some, like, these are the top tier artists in the game. And Kung Fu Kenny was like, oh, y'all top tier? Okay, y'all arguing about dates and still not putting out albums out. Let me show y'all how to do this, son.
Well, I'm very curious to find out when we'll get an actual date, because they will stick with the date. So far, whenever Kendrick's dropped, we get a date, album comes out pretty much. So we'll see.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:06, high of 79 degrees, rain all day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Well, the internet's saying that there's a Drake song where Drake dissed Kanye.
Yeah, on Trippie Redd's record.
That's on Trippie Redd's record.
If we were doing congratulations, you played yourself again. I would give it to myself for listening to that Trippie Redd song.
Why?
That joint is so trash.
Really? Oh,
I can't believe Drake jumped on that, yo. I don't know. Maybe Trippie Redd's a really cool dude. So Drake was like, sure, I'll jump on board. I heard
it. You know, he's got a big following, too.
And I know he has a following. But yeah, he's got a big following. Ebro, musically, you will blow your brains out when you hear the song.
Well, since I only have a few brain cells left after last night.
I'll stand down.
How about that? I'll stand down.
Stand down.
But I would like to point out that now Kanye West apparently has leaked Drake's address.
What?
No, what?
According to the internet. I don't know if it's his actual address or not. But Kanye put up Drake's location and then tried to delete it. But clearly, you know, the internet FBI was on the case.
Wait, how did he do that?
And dangerous.
Wow. Some Toronto address. He posted his location. Yo, that means that they share location. First of all, if y'all have beef and share location on your iPhones, I want to know what kind of beef this is.
I mean, it's Kanye and Drake.
Yeah, I'm about to say, though, but share location, Ebro? That's like the I do that with, like, almost no one. I think my girl has my location. Maybe my mom? No, I don't even know.
Maybe Kanye didn't turn his off. He didn't even know.
You mean Drake?
Hit the
button. Yo.
So, yeah, we still doing this between those two. And that's my point about, yo, sorry, Laura, back to the Kendrick story. Yo, your man Kendrick put up a whole thoughtful diatribe. Your man said, he put up a thing on August 20th. I spend most of my days with fleeting thoughts, writing, listening, and collecting old beach cruisers. The morning rides keep me on a hill of silence. I go months without a phone. Love, loss, and grief have disturbed my comfort zone. But the glimmers of God speak through my music and family. Yo, Kendrick's on another level, fam.
Yeah.
Y'all out here arguing, leaking addresses.
Facts. Mm.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu Kenny was like, wait, what? Yo, get my beach cruiser. I'm a type up a little statement on a random website.
By the way, what is a beach cruiser?
A beach cruiser is like, you know, one of those, you know, the photo I had when I went on vacation on the Ebro Times.
Oh,
I put
man,
up a photo.
It's bikes, man. It's a bike. Now
it's a bike with the
started.
Handlebars and the big tire. Don't get me into my bike. Too.
I know. I'm like, what
all
are
right,
you
so
doing?
Laura,
we
so, Laura,
go,
the, really quick, the answer is a bike. It's
yes.
a bike.
Okay,
it's yeah, but no, nah, it's a different type
beach
of
beach cruiser. Ebro wants to give
it
me
has
the whole
a certain lean back. It has a certain lean back element.
Ebro right, wants to give me the right. whole Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Ah, there you go. That's a beach cruiser. That's a beach cruiser.
Yo, Ebro.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
That's the type of challenge I like. It's a physically tough challenge.
Yo, you're like Double Dare? You like a physical
yes,
challenge?
I like a Double Dare. I like America. This is like American Ninja Warrior in the hood.
Oh, my God.
I got shamed a few minutes ago because Ebro mentioned the milk crate challenge, and I didn't know what I've been running
around.
I was
around. Like, what planet are you on?
Yo, how long has this been going?
So, just this week. I just saw it this weekend.
Yeah, this I wasn't even alive this weekend. So,
it's not even been going on that long. But Snoop Dogg posts a lot of them. Ha Ha Davis posts a lot of them. That's where I see most of them. But, yo, there's one I just saw this morning. Dude made it to the top, and somebody kicked the crates out from under him. I'm beating your ass. Yo, and this was a big dude that made it to the top.
I just watched the blunt rolling one.
That's classic. And the guy walking up rolling a blunt, smooth right there. He wins.
Gets
he's
to the
trophy
top,
winner.
And it's... So here's my question for you. Where are these milk crates coming from?
That was Laura's question.
Laura, like, well,
that's
but,
what he said. Where did he
but
find
is it
these
like, like in the hood, are there just milk crates out and about still?
I haven't seen that many milk crates unless you worked at a bodega. Back in the day, I don't even know if they had that many milk crates at a bodega right now.
I know. Or you're a
record collector and you just never put took your records out of milk crates and put them in anything more suitable. I've never even seen that many milk crates.
I don't know, because I have no clue where to find a milk crate.
And who's building these structures that they're walking up on?
I have PTSD when I see milk crates, Ebro, and start thinking about carrying my records in heavy-ass milk crates.
No wonder you didn't want to see the milk crate challenge.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything about a milk crate challenge. Oh, I just saw someone take a fall off one that looked like death.
Yes. There's some bad falls.
Like, this is dangerous.
So people basically are stacking them up how would you describe it?
Like a pyramid.
Like a pyramid. Yeah, they connect almost into like this pyramid, and then people walk up them. But as you know, milk crates, if you've ever touched one, in the middle they all get kind of soft. So each step it's kind of bending, and then sometimes people come crashing to the ground or on top of the milk crates, and they're pointy and hard on the edges.
According to producer Griff, the highest number of crates climbed was almost 42 feet by an Australian man. It took him 8 minutes and 19 seconds. That is scary. No, thank
you.
Wow. Yo.
42 feet.
You need a net for that.
Bruh.
42? I'm watching someone try to get up what looks... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm watching someone try to make it up like 8 levels. And this looks incredibly hard.
No, thank you.
So tomorrow on the show, it's going to be a sunny day. Please, if you have milk crates, we have our cameraman Rasan and Juanito doing the milk crate challenge.
Oh, damn that L. Oh,
yo. Now, Juanito, you know.
He don't want to do it.
I don't know if the audience has been listening long enough to know, but Juanito's role on this show was supposed to be the guy that goes out in the streets. That's why he's here. That's why he has a microphone. That's why he even has a name on the show. Other than that, he would be like just some guy in the back editing up audio files.
But that he does do a lot of that, though.
And so he can remain doing that.
Oh, my God, Ebro. Hold on.
And we can take his segment away because we don't need the DJ John segment anymore.
Oh, no.
If he's not going to be our guy in the streets.
You're going to do a milk crate
challenge? So, Juanito, are you doing the milk crate challenge tomorrow?
No. I'm standing up for you, Juanito.
Thanks, Laura.
Appreciate it. Oh, well, then, Juanito, Laura just got you off the program. That's what you get for listening to her.
Ebro, check the... I just sent the group chat one of the challenges. Please look how bad this fall is. I'm going to retweet it right now at Rosenberg Radio.
Oh, I saw this one. This one is... Woo.
All right,
that is awful.
Hashtag milk crate challenge for you to watch. You can go on Twitter, go anywhere, and you can see it. All right, here we go, guys.
I can tell this was bad from the moment he started wearing them. Back. Yeah, I saw that one.
Back hitting perfectly on the crate.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Oh,
he's going to be walking around like with his two hands on his lower back like I did when I was 8 months pregnant.
Yo, somebody just sent me one. Oh, dude broke his ankle.
This is horrendous.
No. Hey, yo, by the way. This guy was climbing milk crates in the rain on the pavement on a sidewalk for money and fell and broke his ankle.
I just saw what would happen if DJ John did it.
No. There's a video of a woman breaking her arm.
Literally?
Guys, this is not cute.
Oh, so this is going to turn from like we're watching challenges to watching people legitimately maim themselves?
Yep. That's right. Yep. And tomorrow on the show, Juanito does the milk crate challenge.
Stop.
It's to save a segment.
This is one notch above watching bum fights.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Like, just in terms of this is people just hurting themselves, man.
Listen, these people aren't homeless or, you know what I'm saying? These people aren't forced to do this.
No, but Ebro, let's be real. Let's think about the kind of person who's willing to walk up this many crates, especially in a pair of Timberlands. What outcome are you hoping for? How good is your life?
I mean,
and I
want
to know who has access to these crates.
Maybe you think you still got it.
What does it mean? When did you ever have stair climbing, weird, hollow stair climbing as a talent?
Hey. You saw the guy rolling the blunt. He was solid.
This is too much, guys.
Milk crate challenge at 8:20 tomorrow morning with DJ John. We'll even set it up. Yo, John, you could go right over here to Pier 40 on the West Side Highway. Do it in the grass. So I don't want
John,
you to do it on the pavement.
I actually think you should do this. Because now you have audio of him saying your job is on the line. And if you hurt yourself, which you invariably will, I believe the lawsuit could really pay out for you well.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think
Yo,
you
can retire early.
He's backed you into a corner now.
Job is on the line.
Job is on the line.
Well, actually, no, your job's not on the line. You'll keep your job, whether you do it or not. You just won't be on the air with us.
You'll be like Mike Richards. You're going to be like the guy from Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You'll keep the job. You just aren't going to be able to host the DJ John segment anymore.
So, John, what's the call here, baby? Yo, because I'm tired. It's been the wussification of Ebro in the morning since the pandemic.
What?
I mean, it's the way. Listen, you're just not made the way you used to. You're seasoned in the game, you know, and I need to, maybe look for another man of the streets. If you're not able to hold the torch any longer.
Juanito's done a lot. He's frozen outside.
Listen. You're only as good as your last bit, man.
You almost killed me. How about that? You don't love me.
You don't almost kill somebody. It's either yes or no. You're still here. So you didn't die.
You mean when John claimed he basically got pneumonia?
He lied. He just wanted to get his underwear. There was nothing wrong with
him.
I put him out in 20 degree weather and made him get naked. All right? On the Hudson River.
That's like terrible.
That's light work.
He's fine. He's still here with us.
Oh my God. I just watched this one of two girls. Did you see the double girl fall?
No.
No.
Hold on, here you go.
See, first I told you, Mel. See, Rosenberg was hating on the Milk Crate Challenge. I told you, it's a must-see internet.
Wait, wait, Ebro, you just said there was a trendy thing going on that Rosenberg hated on and then changed his mind? You don't say. Never seen this play out. Yo, watch the one I just sent you.
He can't stop, Ebro. He cannot
stop. He can't.
He's
going to be on this all day.
I can't believe how what is wrong with y'all?
Like, well, and also, too, that is the most amazing part of it. Like, why would you do this?
Who made you this way? Who made you this way?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Listen, man, we getting to the gurus next. 97 minutes commercial free. Shout out to the bro, E. Stiles. Yo, shout out to Pop Smoke's mom, man. I met that woman. She is just a positive light, man. And all I could do was thank her for... you know how much pain she must be in? Loss of her son. I met Pop Smoke. She had her other son, Pop Smoke's brother, too. I met him. And but she was smiling and happy to share with the audience yesterday at Summer Jam. And I just find that just remarkable when, you know, in the face of loss and pain, you know, a mother is just able to continue to uplift people with the story of her son.
That's just...
and thank them for their support.
He's so young.
It's
well, and then want to come out at Summer Jam? And by the way, she's so adorable. She was so petrified. She had questions for me backstage about like how to go out on stage. She was like, I've never been out on a stage like this before. So like... Yeah. I was like, you have one thing going for you that most people who go out on stage, including me, don't have. Most of the people in the room love you and love your son. When I walk out on that stage, it might be 70-30 and 70 hate my guts.
Right.
So you're in a great place. Aww. You're in a great place.
Yeah, everyone's going to show love.
I was like, no matter what happens, people are going to give you space, patience, time, and support. I might get booed the next time I walk out there.
Well, so basically, yeah, it was for Pop Smoke's mom and DMX's daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all could do whatever you want to do. You are the only people who are getting that liberty and grace. Like,
absolutely.
Anyone else you mess up, you're out. You guys are good. It was
catching it.
A couple of touching moments yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And once again, to the people who came to Summer Jam, to the people, shout to Tidal for streaming Summer Jam. You know, all the supporters of Summer Jam, we are eternally grateful. It was very hard in all aspects yesterday. It was very complicated to get that event happening, but the team and the family at Summer Jam really felt like it was the thing to do to give us a moment outside, safety protocols, you know, mask wearing and PCR tests and all of it, to have a celebration of music and friends and fun.
Wait,
despite
of which,
the weather.
Speaking of which, DJ John, do we have clean live performances in there?
We have a few.
Can we hear anything, Ebro?
I haven't had a chance to review it, so yeah. I don't know.
You want
to
review?
Yeah.
Make sure the quality's right?
I just want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure we got... I'm sure that... Yo, fam. The audience knowing Jada's verse from that diss record...
That was awesome.
They know, like, now that has become... a legendary verse. I'm sure Jada never knew that verse would come full circle like this and be like a hit record that he performed at Versus. When he did that yesterday, rang off.
That it's one thing that to have like your hardcore fans love this freestyle of yours, but now to have it be a thing that you would perform at Summer Jam, crazy.
And everybody to be able to sing along with it or rap along with it. We'll get some stuff on. Y'all keep it locked. The gurus are next, man. Good morning. It's raining for the next little bit.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red,
French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey,
I'm feeling so
high. Ebro Law Rosenberg was popping. Yo, briefly, I think we should. I'm gonna knock this out real quick before the guru. About two years ago.
It's a ways back now.
It was called the All In Challenge. You may remember it, and you know people were going all in, making donations. To the Reform Alliance, and shout out to Michael Rubin and Meek Mill and everybody involved in the Reform Alliance, even past and present. And one of the prizes for the All In Challenge for making donations was to come to Summer Jam, all access, everything all access, as well as join our program and just hang out for a little quick minute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And who do we have in the studio, Laura Stiles?
It's Andre. Andre from Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York in the building. Griselda. Buffalo, what's up? Yo, look, he came with his sunglasses. Look, he, got, he like, yo, I'm on the radio, man.
It's just early. It's early, man.
Yo, Andre. Tell her, what's your name? Where you from? All that. Give them all everything.
My name is Andre. I'm from Buffalo, New York. Representing the crew. It was a good time, man. Everything was love. I loved it. I thank y'all.
Now, you're speaking about Summer Jam yesterday.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I've met your woman, your lady. I don't want to give it a wrong title. Your significant other yesterday as well. She was hanging out with you too.
Right, right.
Is she with you today?
No, I'm here by myself.
She was like, yeah, nah, I ain't getting up. Sorry, bro. I did the whole little backstage thing.
Go have your little fun at your little radio station.
At the radio station.
Yeah, I'm good.
Look, she was dressed up last night. She was beautiful, but she had on some heels. I was like, oh.
Laura was like, oh, you wore heels to Summer Jam. She looked around like,
you're going to be tired.
This is my first time. Did I screw up?
I was like, you look beautiful, but you might want to take a little break whenever you get a chance.
Andre, did you give your woman a foot massage after Summer Jam yesterday?
Man, to be honest, we just knocked out.
All right, well, the first thing you do when you leave here today, when do you guys head back up home to Buffalo?
About three?
Okay.
Find yourself a nice little mani-pedi spot with a little foot massage spot. Y'all go in there and take your lady to, you know, have a nice little treatment.
That's sweet.
It's the right thing
to
do.
For
you know
sure.
What I mean? Take care of your lady, man. Now, in Buffalo, what do you do in Buffalo?
I do a lot of stuff. I work for our newspaper there.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I do graphic design for them.
What's the big newspaper up there?
Buffalo News.
Buffalo News. Okay.
Yeah, and then I also do marketing, too. I also do event promotions.
There you go. You got a name? You want to shout out your promo squad? We can give you a drop. Yeah. That way, like, you know, when you're promoting parties and stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. I can use that for sure.
Yeah. What's it called?
Club 716 Promotions.
Ooh, Club 716. This Friday, Club 716.
Club 716 Promotions.
Get some bombs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Are you a Griselda fan?
I am.
Are people showing love to, you know, Conway, Benny the Butcher, and West Side Gunn? Are you feeling the love in Buffalo in general?
Crazy love. I feel like...
And Armani Caesar, by the way, the whole squad.
Yes. Crazy love. I feel like just like a lot of places in New York, like it always starts off, you know, slow until you really get popping, and then everybody on you. Everybody got you.
Did you happen to hear the wonderful West Side Gun track Stain from the Peter Rosenberg Real Late album?
Oh, self-promotion. Yeah. Good Lord. We couldn't make it out of the segment without him talking about his own project.
It's a joint.
I didn't hear it. No.
Andre, damn. Stream that Real Late
Great
album,
answer,
man.
Andre. Oh, great answer, Andre.
You know what? Wrap it up with Andre. Let's get to the gurus. Enough is enough.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com.
Well, I am a guru. Did you see how I told Andre to go take his lady to go get a nice foot massage after the long day of standing on her feet in heels in the rain at Summer Gym?
It's great advice, Ebro, but you didn't even let us zen the room.
Well, because I am the zen of this goddamn
room. Anyway, the guru the Laura the at gmail.com, your destination for clarity. If you want help, the gurus are here. The gurus will be near. Just email Rosenberg, and hopefully he'll get to your email. Just make sure you make it nice and short and straight to the point.
This is perfect. We have a short and sweet one. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Guys, I am back from vacay. I'm here. It's time to reload and get enough guru emails. So send them in as we get ready for the fall season of The Guru. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. All right, here we go, guys. I listen to you every morning on my 90-minute drive to work, and you make the commute a lot less painful. I've been having a relationship problem, and I really need your help. After many years of searching, I found a woman that I thought could be the one. She's intelligent, hardworking, honest, low maintenance, and gorgeous. She's a Moroccan woman that looks like Beyonce. A solid nine. Actually, I shouldn't edit what I said. He fully said she's a Moroccan woman that looks like Beyonce, but a lighter complexion. A solid nine. However.
Complexion talk. I'm watching
I shouldn't edit out his slight complexionism. It is what it is. However, I've been having a problem with her that started out small, but I can't get past it. This issue is getting to the point where it's starting to negatively impact our intimacy, and I'm not sure what to do. The problem is, my beautiful girlfriend, who's sexy from head to toe, has one physical flaw. She has big, heavy hands that look like the hands of a man.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
hands.
My God.
Before her, I've always greatly enjoyed seeing women hold. Okay. You know what? I didn't read it to the last words.
I told you, Rosenberg.
Wow.
Nah, you good? You good?
I'll edit.
I greatly see. He doesn't want to see the man hands around his Johnson.
Before that, I've always greatly enjoyed seeing a woman hold my blank and blanking it from time to time. But now, whenever she holds it or touches it, it feels and looks like a man. Is this enough of a reason to end this relationship? I don't know what to do about it, and I greatly appreciate your advice. Listen. This is real talk, Ebro. My girl right now, I have to say, has like noticeably exquisite hands. Okay? Not every woman does. Not every woman has the exquisite, feminine, beautiful hands. Some hands are a little more, shall I say, gruff. Looks like maybe you spent 6 to 12 months doing some construction or lawn work. It happens, right? Maybe you've been working on the railroad all the live long day. Whatever it may be, Ebro. These things happen. I don't know. Laura, if someone's beautiful and they have one part, is that really enough to throw something good away?
It just depends how much it really bothers you.
Some of these things, yeah, man.
Like, if you can look past it and eventually be like, all right, look, my girl's great, but her hands, she has man hands. I mean, you know, whatever. I love her still. She's the best. Who cares?
I'll
tell you this, though. When times get tough,
those hands get gruff.
You know, you start thinking about those hands being so rough.
I mean, if it's like a question about them being rough, like he can
talk to her about it. Like, baby, said your hands are rough.
No. So that's not what he said, Laura. That's not what he said.
You know, they have hand treatments. You can go get hand treatments.
Laura, you're not listening. You're just talking. He said her hands are heavy and big.
And look like that of a man.
Oh, man.
That's not your mother. It's a man.
I don't know, man. This is something that, I mean, if a few treatments can't help her out, like if they were rough, I would understand. But if she's just made like that, like what is she supposed to do?
But what's she supposed to do?
She can't do anything about
it. Listen, sir. I don't want to be heavy-handed about this. But
that's good. Yo, he's rolling. He's delirious, but he's rolling.
But if this is a deal breaker, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know. Listen.
Wait, Laura, is there no surgery for this? All the different things?
You can't have a hand transplant,
there's no surgery to help this hand.
You're
this
sure?
Well, you think there's a Brazilian hand lift?
There is, yes. There is no.
So you can do your ass, your boobs.
But not your hands.
But you can't lipo face. Your hands. You can't lipo your hands.
You can't Botox, though, and maybe smooth them out a little bit?
I mean, I'm sure you can get some kind of... I've heard of laser treatments so your hands don't look old, and maybe you can put some Botox in them so they don't...
When
they're skinny,
smaller.
You can see the veins. Some people don't like that.
Yo, but bro.
Smaller, no.
Bro,
no.
Let's be
if
honest.
Big, you can't have a hand reduction. No.
A hand reduction. Yo, bro, to whomever just emailed, think about it on the bright side. If you guys ever get caught up in the streets and you got to throw hands, you got an extra set.
And she's got she got heavy hands. She could land something. She could land something meaningful. You know what I mean?
Listen.
She could score points.
Exactly.
You need someone who could score points.
She sounded like she threw a mean one-hitter quitter, though. Let's be honest.
Listen, in all seriousness, if you really think this woman's great, because you do sound like a superficial D-nozzle. Not just that part, guys. The whole email, right?
Yeah.
It's all about how beautiful
looks
she
looks like Beyonce, right, but she's more light-skinned.
Right. So let's be honest. You sound like a bit of a superficial D-nozzle. If she's really a great woman... Find a way that you can make light of it and keep it moving. You can't really throw away a good partner because they have mannish hands. You make fun of her.
But you know what? But if not, it's not for you. Then
I
keep
hope
it
she
moving.
Yo, in real talk, I hope she slaps the ish out of you.
Yeah, she could backslap you.
And then email us back and tell us if she slapped the skin off your face.
Yeah, I bet you thought he didn't like the hands before. Wait till these hands touched him up something good.
Wait, she's like, yo, catch these hands.
Yeah. these catcher mitts.
So, yeah, if you can't look past it, if you cannot get over it, then you might have to let this one go, right?
But honestly, to anyone out there who's listening, you got a great partner, who's beautiful. You're attracted to them.
It's ridiculous.
They have one little thing. You got to try to be a bigger person and care about the real thing. You know what I'm saying?
So you got a decision to make, okay? So say los gurus.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Oh, that was the bullet gong.
Oh, God.
Come on, Juanito. Yo, man, give me some milk crate.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Yo, man, days are numbered, bro. Like, if you're not going to do the milk crate challenge tomorrow morning, at least do the other job.
Hey, bro, listen. He's holding his dad as producer right now because Shawnee is stuck in, I don't know, in another country in quarantine. We don't know what happened to Shawnee, okay?
Yo, if Shawnee caught the Rona.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, that'll be... Yo, and by the way...
Oh, God.
When Shawnee come back, you know, if he traveled, that means he took his first COVID test.
Yes.
Welcome to society.
Thank you.
Yo, you
wait, hold on. But by the way, do we have any reason to think he got? He wouldn't have any reason
no,
to think he got COVID,
I don't think
right?
he got Rona. I don't think he got.
No,
Rona.
But he wasn't big on the test, so he had.
He to, had never taken a test
yeah,
before,
which I had an issue with. I told him to his face.
That's crazy. Well, by the way, I'm about to say y'all are in a room together.
I told
all
him.
The time. And what'd he say?
So he's like, I mean, you know, nuts and berries.
You know, Shawnee always got an excuse.
No, lemon juice.
He did not just
know,
say
man.
Nuts and berries. That could not have been what his response was.
Yo, he skates around the whole thing all the time. But to travel, you have to have a COVID test. And to return, he has to have a COVID test. So he did.
Laura wants to make him get tested before he comes back in the studio.
But I think everyone should. Listen, no, I'm getting tested tomorrow. I'm going to give it a couple of days just to make sure. You know what I mean? That
yeah,
I'm
I
okay.
I have a test tomorrow morning, too.
Yeah, I'm just going to get... People should just get tested no matter what, just
well,
to make sure.
But here's the one thing I would say that I would have a real argument about. You could argue that getting tested is as or more important than the vaccine.
Yes.
And you're not they're not doing anything to you, so why would not get tested?
Yes.
Why I don't even understand.
Because
being
Rosenberg,
avoided.
Man, if you the Rona don't exist if you don't get tested.
According to some.
Remember the whole kerfuffle with our last president? Our numbers are so high because we're testing. Huh?
Yo, listen, man.
Just get tested, huh?
Just
guys,
yo,
it's free.
By the way, we forgot to mention. Shouts to Donald Trump, man, telling people to get the COVID vaccine. You know, it took some time.
He got booed for it down in Alabama.
Yo, he said, listen, you have free choice. You have choice. Do what you want. But I got the vaccine. I'd get the vaccine. He was scared to tell them. He was scared to tell them because he does not relate to these people at all. He was like, you guys are just poor white trash. I would definitely get the vaccine. And he got booed for getting the vaccine. I mean, do what you want. Do what you want. But okay.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, we'll break down this Kanye West drama with Drake, the text messages, the diss songs. We'll discuss it. Coming up next.
Yo, if you miss Summer Jam, you miss Capella Gray's BX Own. His first big performance on that stage. Megan Wright brought him out. A Boogie brought him out. He came out two times. Yo, and Capella Gray. Yo, I found some milk crates. They on sale for 99 cents.
For 99 cents? How sturdy are they going to be?
Nah, these are just brand new.
Oh, my God.
Brand new, 99 cents. Let's see. This is at Kroger's. Shout out to Kroger's, man. I've never been to a Kroger's.
Where's Kroger's a thing like South?
They got milk crates.
By the way, how can milk crates be 99 cents?
Is that expensive?
No, to me it feels like a great value for such a
large
That's
what I said.
To me that seems like a great...
Juanito, you figured out what you was going to do with your life? I mean, you had a crossroads in your life, yeah, with this milk crate challenge.
Yeah, sure.
It's going down. Milk crate challenge with Juanito tomorrow,
no,
baby.
I can't have him get hurt because have no one else to hold down.
Yeah,
the show.
Ebro, this is too risky. Shawnee may never make it back.
And then Juanito's the only other person that can handle our show. No.
I can run the board.
No, you cannot.
Of course I can.
No.
Ask Rosenberg. Rosenberg seems I'm nice
can.
On that voice.
You
can.
Really think Ebro's going to have the patience to do it the entire show?
For like the next 2 weeks, that's when because Shawnee's visiting with the elders. We don't know when he'll get back. So I don't know if he has the patience.
Griff can run the board. Me and Griff together, we're a dream match made in heaven when it comes to that board work.
And that's exactly how Griff would describe it, I'm sure.
Right.
Let's go Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right, so Drake decided to come at Kanye West in a new song called Betrayal on Trippy Red's project. And he basically calls out Kanye West by name. And he went as far as to call him a burnout. And it's just interesting to me because I haven't heard the record. I've just heard, the lyrics being quoted online. But Rosenberg, you said you heard it. How did you feel about it?
We have it.
Not specific to the song, but just what Drake was saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to say, do you want me to analyze what he said or the music?
What he said.
I didn't understand it. Like, all these cats I'm beefing with, 45, 46 years old. It's not really, he doesn't really say any. To me, I don't really hear anything. That's like, yes, he's mentioning him in some way. I don't hear where the really personal diss is enough to super get in your feelings. If you want to be offended by something Drake did, why don't you play a clip of the song? Be offended by how this sounds on your ears.
Hey, times I've been betrayed. What is that about? Paper plane, make a game. No cane, no cane. Headshot Drizzy, man, you know the aim. Took his brain, I spare him like a bowling lane. Yup. Like Mike, Corleone, sporty flow. I done done it all, it's like I'm shorty low. All these fools I'm beefing that I barely know. 45, 44, let it go. Game changing, fish for me is set in stone.
There it is.
Rolling stones, heavy stones.
What?
Precious stone, let me make my presence known.
So, by the way, I wasn't even saying the Drake part was bad. You guys didn't hear the Trippie Redd part. It's the fact that he jumped on after Trippie Redd that I'd be like, wow. Like, he sounds fine. He sounds like Drake. He says Kanye's sensitive and burnt out and says, Ye ain't changing ish. It's set in stone. I don't know. Is that a big diss? I don't know. I'm not a part of their world. But it was enough to have Kanye out here releasing text messages and dragging Pusha T into the conversation.
So let me get this straight. The screenshot said he put up a screenshot of a group text, right? So people are assuming that the big D in the middle is Drake? Is that what that is?
I think it's a group text with Drake, Pusha, allegedly. Pusha, Kanye, and some other individuals. Virgil, Boo.
Because it's a bunch of them.
Works with Kanye. Yeah. So whatever, man.
And then he texts a photo of the Joker and he says, I live for this. I've been effed with by nerd ass jocks like you my whole life. You will never recover. I promise you.
Nerd ass jocks. I got to talk to Kanye about how those words work together. But we'll get there.
Nerd and jock?
Nerd ass jock. Like, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that you think the jocks are really nerds and weirdos like you are really cool. I understand. I actually respect that sentiment, but it didn't come out right. Yeah, who cares? I saw Raekwon and Ghostface last night. I love those guys.
I saw the Lox last night.
Yo, I didn't get to talk to LOX.
I saw Meek Mill last night.
Yeah, man. There were some great people.
We saw a very pregnant.
I saw her last night.
Cardi B looking incredible, sounding incredible.
Man, I'm so mad I missed that.
I saw Fat Joe Remy. I saw Lil' Kim body the building last night.
And let's talk about Lil' Kim's outfit for a second, shall we?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
All I saw the chesticles
when I went in for the hug,
but I didn't see below that.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Because she's so short, I would have had to really work. You know what I mean?
Yo, Kim, I love you, boo. The jingling and jangling was a happening last night. It was just a fun night, man. And let me just say, Remy, the way that the Tri-State loves Remy, when they realized that she came out for Annie Up and she got her first mic was quiet. When she got the real mic and they heard her, yo, Ebro, do you hear the scream when they realized it was Remy?
Mm-hmm.
This city loves Rem. I'm very excited to see what Remy does next. And I heard she has some big things coming down in the coming months. So I'm excited to see.
Guys, we saw the Isley Brothers last night.
We sure did.
What? I saw Billy Dan's and Lil Fame.
What?
Yo, by the way, what kind of great shape is Lil Fame in?
Yo, did you see it? I saw it. I was like, yo, bro.
Yo, Lil
Fame lost mad weight. You stopped playing around. He was like, yo, I'm trying to stay alive out here.
Yo, Lil Fame's out here eating health. They both look good, man. Shout out to Fame and Dan's. They look great. Yo, man, it was just so much great hip. Shouts to Meth. I didn't get to see Meth, but I know he was in there.
Oh, I saw. I talked to Meth. Yo, Meth, I need my Tecal box, man.
What's a Tecal box?
None your. None your damn business.
There's a Tecal. Oh, is it weed?
Yep.
Yeah.
But you can't buy it. You can't buy it, though. I saw Styles P with it. I was like, I need one of those, fam.
Interesting. And then we had beautiful moments like DMX's daughter came up on stage. Mm. Pop Smoke's mom was on stage with A Boogie. We saw her last night.
Yo, do you realize, seriously, there's no shows like this, man. And like, everyone, I get it. People want to hate on Hot 97 because let's be honest, we've been at the top of the heap in the hip hop radio game now since it all started. And so the hate, just people love to get in on it. There is not an event in the world that's like last night. Last night is not, you're not getting that at Rolling Loud. You're not getting it at Governor's Ball. You, not only are you not getting the combination of artists that we had, from Farruko and El Alfa to the right. Isley Brothers to her to Cardi B to Raekwon Ghostface, the Lox, Remy Ma, Swizz Beatz. Not only, you not to mention all the new artists, the CJs, you're not getting that, but you're also not getting the feel, the people, like the crowd that comes out to that show. It's not just, you know, people driving from other states who are fans of one artist who are driving in from Ohio. It was really New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut in there last night. It was fantastic. Man. Yeah, congrats. Ebro, great job by you. You said you weren't working. You're like Danny Glover. You're too old for this ish, but you were still there working.
Yo, you know what I mean?
Shouts to TT Torres and the whole squad. A great success last night.
Yeah, man. That's your flashing lights report. Time is 9 a.m. It's a high of 79 degrees, rain all day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ebro's like, what's that movie? The, we're all, the Expendables? All the old guys come together for one last heist.
One last heist.
Shouts to Dom the Bomb, too.
Sunday night, the world's biggest hip-hop station brought the world's biggest hip-hop concert back.
We're blessed to be alive. You ain't never seen a party like this ever in your life. We in the middle of a hurricane. We outside.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2021.
That's my baby.
NYC, I appreciate y'all. Make some noise for y'allself. Hot 97, the realest station in the radio.
From the performances.
Can we turn the whole building purple?
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me? Do you love me not?
To the surprises.
Make some noise for Miss Audrey Jackson, aka Pop Smoke's mother, y'all.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. My man got 38 gold and platinum records.
A lot of people talk like New York ain't doing it. This is the BXO. Hey, Boogie.
I just want to say I appreciate all my fans, everybody that got me to this point, bro.
Check out everything you miss now at hot97.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step to me,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!